Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's very special Christmas episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mama.
I'm Dad.
And I'm Ryder.
And in this episode, as with every episode, we'll do our best to answer your questions. Before we get to that, Dad, what was the answer to last week's card clue?
Can you remember that one?
Bug ruler. What was it?
It's sacred.
Sacred.
It's a religious thing, yeah. So Sacred Heart.
Isn't that your new one?
No, that was the
one from last week.
Was that last week?
The one we did last week.
Yeah.
Right. And bug ruler was queen. So it was queen of
queen
hearts.
Queen of hearts. So well done to everybody.
Did
that
you say
that.
Queen of bugs?
Queen of bugs.
Did I say queen of bugs? No, I didn't. So I said queen of hearts.
You say queen of hearts. Queen of bugs would have been cute.
Queen of bugs.
And you got one for this week, Daddy-O.
I don't know whether to say, to give too much of a clue here. So like give a hard clue or an easy clue.
Up to you.
People loved it when you did both.
Yeah.
But then it's for the same thing. Anyway, I'll give the hard one.
Give the hard one.
Right.
In the spirit of the season.
Sound check.
Okay.
Is the first part. And the second part is David's dog.
All right. Sound check, David's dog. All right. Good luck. All right. So our first question comes from the Facebook group from Tom. Tom says, hey, Bailey family, as someone who often struggles to buy Christmas gifts for others, I had this question recently. What is the ultimate present, i.e. a present you can get for anyone no matter your relationship with them and it's always acceptable? What is it?
Food or alcohol?
Alcohol's a classic.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people are picky with their alcohol
as
well.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can't just get someone red wine.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't know anybody, if they were like, Jackson, just like a nice bottle of booze. I don't know what that looks like for people.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't pick that kind of thing. And food's hard as well.
But if you don't know the booze,
yeah,
then you give it like a liqueur.
Oh, like what? Like what
43.
Kind of liqueur?
Yeah,
if I was given 43, I'd chuck it.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, and liqueur seems so risky.
Doesn't? Oh,
I don't
know. That was the obvious thing. Oh, well, I don't know.
What about, I think something good to do is get them something Christmassy. Do you know what I mean?
No. Hate
you know what? You know what?
Yeah.
A plant. An indoor plant.
People are mental for them at the moment.
Yeah, indoor plants are going nuts. What's that about?
That's great.
Yeah, it's good, but
why don't you have some in the studio?
I don't know. We should.
Yes.
It would be indoor plant.
Worthwhile, yeah.
It cleans the air.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think when we get moved to the new place, we're going to have a whole bunch of indoor plants, which will be really lovely. But see, I wouldn't, if you got me an indoor plant, I would be like, and it's
why?
I don't know. I don't want one.
Why? It's just going
to
sit in your house and make it look nicer and
is
provide
it too
you
much
with
to
oxygen.
Water?
No, it's just.
What's the matter with?
I don't know. I'd put on trial for not wanting an indoor plant.
Get off the couch and water the plant once a week.
Well, what if they don't have the space for an indoor plant? What if they don't know where to put it?
Where do you live?
how big a plant, though, actually? Because I'm imagining, like, you know, sort of like a pot plant that you might have.
Yeah, that.
That's huge.
That'd be going
in
with
a corner.
Half a jungle.
If you're living in, like, a tiny apartment somewhere, you might not have the space for it.
It sits in a corner and takes care of itself mostly.
Would you get, because it's got to be universal, this present, would you get this present for somebody in a Kris Kringle? For somebody in like you, somebody you don't really know at all. Yeah, see, so it doesn't quite tick all the boxes.
You just don't know their situation. It might be a big hassle for them.
Yeah.
So you've got to get the universally liked.
Yeah. Because you're not, I present. Think, if you're going for a universal present, it can't be great. It'll never be great.
Novelty socks?
Novelty socks.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Well, how novelty?
Well,
how novelty
they have
are you
to be
imagining?
Classy novelty.
Well,
what is classy novelty socks?
They've got the queen on
like,
them.
They don't have Homer Simpson on them.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Mm. It's funny, Lou, there used to be eras where everybody got something and then they, like I remember in the 70s people got soap on a rope.
Why? What was the point of
no
it?
No one knew just... why. Because that just happened.
Just and everyone got it. Because they're selling soap on a rope. Nobody's using them.
Maybe because of rhyme?
Remember the ad, soap on a rope.
That's amazing.
Can
that's
you remember it?
Do you like yeah, attach it to your wrist like a surfboard so when you drop it, it just hangs and you can grab it again?
I think you could hang it off the tap.
What? Whose soap is getting loose?
That would actually be really smart.
Tie it down.
No, the soap, got a soap is dish.
You drop the soap.
I don't. Maybe you do. Maybe your soap's getting loose.
You've got suds in your eyes and you can't find it.
Also, wouldn't the rope
if
wear?
It's on a rope.
Wouldn't the rope wear through the soap?
I think it probably
yeah,
did.
Yeah, it did. It yeah. never worked.
Yeah.
But you got it. For a few years in the 70s, it was the thing.
Everybody had a soap
on. Don't you remember that, huh?
Yeah, I do.
What's going on?
Did you make fun of those who didn't?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I see you got a loose soap in here. Okay. Doesn't get away from you at all. Don't want to tie it down.
I only shower with soap on a rope. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I get so haphazard with my cleaning that I need rope to pull it back.
If you get on a bungee, then you can play with it.
In the yeah, bungee.
It's hard to have like a unisex kind of gift.
Mm. Yeah, that's yes. true. Well, I mean, a plant. Well, soap on a rope's pretty good. Everybody's
what about
clean
voucher?
Them.
I think soap on a rope was for men. Girls couldn't have it.
What?
I don't know what the story was.
In the history of unnecessarily gendered items, roped soap I did not expect.
Someone needs to do a sociology, get a doctorate on it.
Why
see what the hell's going on.
What? But nothing about it is specifically
there it is,
masked.
Hanging off the tap. Not
most of them ended up in the bottom of the bathroom cupboard somewhere.
Oh, my God.
You'll probably find some somewhere.
Well, let's talk about vouchers because Ryder brought up vouchers.
Vouchers.
I feel like a voucher, it's good, but see, if your partner got you a voucher, is that, you know what I mean? Would you be happy? Would you be comfortable with it?
No.
Yeah, see, so it's not universal.
But I thought this was to someone you didn't quite know.
No, it's got to be to everyone. It's the perfect Christmas gift.
It doesn't exist because everyone's too different.
You think
what
it's
about
a
gold
myth?
Class tickets?
Gold class tickets are all right.
They
lost their cash.
Some people don't like the movies. It's
also,
just a hassle. They expire.
And gold class tickets to, like, in a Kris Kringle is almost too much. Do you know what I mean? Like an office Kris Kringle, it's like, oh my God, gold class tickets. Yes. Whoa.
Well, you might be sending a subtle message there.
You're kind
but
of.
You don't know who the person is.
No.
So you can't. Yeah.
But maybe it's a subtle message to the office, one of power.
Yeah.
That you're happy to drop. Yeah. What about, okay, and I know you said you don't like getting Christmas gifts, but a good Christmas pudding, because it's in the spirit of the season. It's not a big, but I guess if my partner.
A lot of people hate Christmas pudding.
And also, if my long-term partner got me only a Christmas pudding, I would be pretty good.
I think gourmet food.
Yeah, okay.
Gourmet food.
What about gourmet shortbread?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because shortbread.
That's so little. It's like $8.
Yeah, but none of it's gourmet.
When you're buying it for your partner, that's an add-on.
Yeah.
What about restaurant vouchers?
Yeah.
Or not voucher, but tickets to a restaurant or something?
Yeah.
I got two tickets to a restaurant. Oh, whoa.
You're going to buy something you can actually get.
You get a bigger thing that's a thing. Imagine going to a restaurant and waiting out the front and somebody's like, tickets? You need tickets? You're like, are you scalping? Oh, dude, I just bought two tickets to this restaurant super cheap. You idiot. but I know what you mean, like a restaurant to be like, we'll go to a fan. But that's weird in a Kris Kringle. But I think that always the problem is going to be that a low-level Kris Kringle is always going to be cheap and something you want to buy for your partner is always going to be expensive.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can ever get something that's going to fulfill both criteria.
No, you can't. No. And the office Kris Kringle is the coffee mug.
Yes.
No, the novelty coffee mug.
In Kris Kringle. Go.
Wish, you know, world's best boss or whatever.
In a Kris Kringle, particularly in an office environment, food is the best.
Yes. Oh,
because if you get someone a pack of favourites.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, or a nice bottle of red.
I don't think that. I think you lazy prick.
Yes, lazy.
But.
No. You know, like nice chocolates, but because favorites.
There's nothing they could get you because you're obviously not best friends with this person. They just got you in Kris Kringle.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't expect that. That's what I mean. Why?
Well, but I think you can go one up from the favorites.
Well, yes. Of course.
Lint.
Well, yeah. Favorites are just an example.
But
you want a little bit of thought. But not too much thought.
Yeah.
Because otherwise that person, everyone goes, what are they trying to have a say here? Hang on.
I know, it's such a weird that the office Kris Kringle has like this weird extra layer of like meaning behind a gift.
Well, everything in the office is politics.
Yeah.
Do you remember Kris Kringle at primary school?
Yeah, absolutely.
What gifts did you get?
I feel like I got... some kind of gummy candy once.
What did you get?
Yeah, that's what I got.
No, I mean, what did you get
for? Oh, what did I get for people? What did I give? I think favorites. I pulled the favorites. What about you?
I remember. I think it was grade 2 maybe, so I would have been 7 or 8.
Yeah.
I got a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I got her 2 scrunchies.
Oh,
that's
really?
Great.
But they were like tiny little just scrunchies.
Well, like what you wear now to do up your hair.
Yeah.
Not a fancy scrunchie.
No.
Oh, okay.
You mean
everyone else gets like lollies or like a toy. Yeah. And I got her 2 scrunchies.
No, I think whatever I got people wasn't good. Whatever it was as well, it was on the level of 2 scrunchies.
But after that, I've sort of figured it out. I was like, yeah, okay,
wait a minute, because you're in grade 2, so I'm buying the present.
No, I think what happened was, I remember I went with Dad. We went to, I think, you know, in Eltham, that little $2 shop.
Oh, yeah.
We went there and I said, oh, I got a girl.
Yeah.
Have to get her something girly. So I that was it.
And Dad said, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, well, I probably said, no, Dad, I want to get her these.
She's going to love this.
She's going to be so happy.
In my day, we didn't have Kris Kringle in grade 2.
No, look, well, it's a lot of pressure to put on kids. Absolutely. Yeah. I always remember of Kris Kringle. A couple of Christmases ago, I got Uncle Bruce. And I got him a gift basket of like Christmas food. And he opened it, looked at it, and put it to the side.
That's what you do with a gift basket.
Yeah.
No one grabs a gift basket and he's like, oh my God. That's what I was thinking about.
I was hoping I'd get a gift basket with jams in it. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like gift baskets.
Sorry, Ross.
I think they need to be revamped.
The gift basket.
Yeah. Because there's always, I would say, 30% to 40% good stuff.
Yeah.
The rest is you chuck or you give it to someone else.
In concept, the gift basket is almost the gift we're looking for here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's varied enough that there's going to be something you like, but it's also...
But to a spouse?
Well, but it's meaning... It's impressive enough looking.
Mm.
Obviously, maybe for Christmas it wouldn't be the only gift, but it's impressive enough like looking that it doesn't seem like you put no thought in.
Yeah.
But it's also worthless enough that it doesn't look like you put too much thought
in. I think they have to be specific.
Yeah, okay.
They need to really change their whole market.
Well,
the basket.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, talk me through it.
Well, I think they need to be just a lot of different themed ones.
Oh, yeah.
So you've
got
the spreads and it's just spreads.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe some nice knives or the cheese platter one.
Yeah.
For our wedding. Mm. It was great. It was very fancy. Like Moët champagne and
Moët. Another one you mean. But can I say, gift basket I think works because it does have that degree. You can get a shitty $10 gift basket for a Kris Kringle and a several $100 gift basket for your partner.
You know what would be a really good business opportunity?
Oh.
Like a online site where you choose all the things that go into the gift basket.
I think you can do that.
Yeah.
Can I offer one more before we move on to the next question? Yeah. One more universal gift, and it's not good, but I think that's what makes it work.
Yeah.
A $50 has been donated to this charity.
Oh, yes. I like that.
It's good because obviously, well, bad, I hate it. Bad for you because it's a charity, but nobody can say anything about it. So in a way, it's universal.
Yeah. Yeah.
$50 donated to a charity and a Kris Kringle, you're like, whoa.
See, I would bring it up.
What would you say?
I'd say, well, I'd just say this is a bit weird. Like I, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't choose this charity.
Would you bring that up at the office, Kris Kringle, and them everybody?
Because
having
I
a
didn't
jolly
choose
time.
This charity. Maybe I really hate this charity.
That's
maybe
fair.
I'm very against it.
But you know that'll be a social faux pas. Yeah.
What if it's like a voucher that says, "I will donate $50 to your
to the charity of your choice"?
I wouldn't choose. I'd say, "Give it to me, and I'll go and give it to a homeless guy."
Yeah. Okay, well you got your charity issues. Yeah. So, but I think that I'm going to settle on that's my suggestion to you because nobody's happy with it. But also nobody can say
you know
anything
what?
About it. Yeah.
With not liking charities or trusting them, it's made it so much easier to turn down the guys at the mall.
Ah, yeah.
Because they come up and I said no.
Do you say no, I don't trust charities?
I have once.
Yeah.
But mostly I just say no. Yeah. And then I keep walking.
Because I used to do it. That's
I
how I can say
hand
no.
Up as well.
Oh, the hand. Put the hand. Oh, up. So rude. No. I'm just like, I'm good, man.
It's dismissive. It's not rude.
Yeah. Well.
Saying, this is all you get.
All right. Our next question, also from the Facebook group. Hi, Bailey family, from Sarah. Hi, Bailey family. I don't have anyone to spend Christmas with. My family are in Scotland, my housemates will be overseas, and my other close friends won't be in Canberra. I think I'm fine with having the day alone, but I'm not really sure what to do with myself. How do I make it good? Too long didn't read. How to make Christmas alone, make alone Christmas Day not miserable.
Whoa,
what are you doing?
This is exciting. This would be, like, obviously not every year. That's sad. But if I had a Christmas alone, that would be exciting for me.
Absolutely.
I'd be like, I will do what I, you know.
I think I would, for specifically the occasion, buy a set of Christmas footy pajamas and treat myself to the Christmas experience by myself. I think that would be lovely. Make myself a hot mug of cocoa on the 40-degree day. Watch Christmas movies on the TV and eat shortbread. Open up presents I've bought myself. Like, I think you could turn it into a really fun experience.
Because, you know, when you have Christmas, you have to share it. And so there's often parts of it that you don't care for. You could have exactly what you want.
You
the
get
food you want.
Yeah.
You win in all
you know
the crackers,
what
no matter
you
what.
You get, you're going to love it.
That's true, right? You can tell any of the jokes and laugh at yourself. Merry Christmas. Have a crazy person's Christmas.
And would I think you meet two people, like when you're reading out the joke, you'd be like, what do you call it?
I don't know. What is it? Red and white and... What's that? What's black and white and red all over? I don't know. What's black and white and red all over? What is the
newspaper?
Newspaper. In my mind, I was like
a
nun falling
beauty.
Down some stairs. is that an answer to that joke?
That's blood nose.
Oh yeah, I don't know where that. That's just the punchline.
Collingwood. It's a Collingwood play with a blood nose.
Yeah, I don't know what I got, but. Yeah, and what I think is good as well is you can knock out all the...
Collingwood play with a blood nose falling down the stairs. So the stairs have nothing to do with it.
We just pushed it down the stairs for a laugh. But you can... And if you want that social interaction, you could say... Because everywhere, every Christmas Day, we'll be doing something in the city or around you. Mm. So you could have your Christmas morning, treat yourself to all that Christmas stuff, even have a Christmas lunch, go into the city for some carols. Like, you could have the full-on Christmas experience.
Christmas light looking.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go out to a nice... Take yourself out to a nice restaurant, you know.
Mr. Bean Christmas.
Mm. Yeah. Is that what he does on Christmas time? That's so sad.
I don't know. I'm sure he...
Doesn't Mr. Bean get his head stuck in a turkey on Christmas Day?
Maybe in the cartoon.
No, I think he does in the show.
Really?
Yeah, from memory. Anyway,
I was thinking a similar thing, but to beforehand get a lot of cardboard and make cardboard... Board cutouts of other people.
Ah.
Like sit them around the table.
I could have Patti Smith.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true. Anyone you like.
Yeah.
More eggnog for you, Gandhi.
You can have Churchill.
Would Her Majesty like some more stuffing? And just squishing it under the carpet.
Yeah.
Ah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you could on all you of hate, you could have you could
absolutely.
You love.
Yeah. Imagine going so far as to get the cardboard cutout of someone you hate that you set up in front of the door and then go, "Who is it?" and open the door and be like, "You're not allowed at Christmas," and closing the door. That's amazing.
It's a psychological win for you.
Absolutely. What a great way to work through anything you need to
work
through.
You're going to put a few demons to bed right there.
And if you've bought yourself a whole bunch of presents, then you've got a whole bunch of people to say the presents are from.
Oh,
Churchill, what is this? Shaking it by you. Oh, this thing I need. I think it's great. The idea of having Christmas alone is really appealing to me. Again, like you said, not every Christmas, but just like a once-off.
Circumstantial, if you have to do it, I don't think it would be a bad thing.
Absolutely, and I think that's partially as well because in my mind I'm like, every like cheesy Christmas movie starts with, oh no, I've got to spend Christmas alone. Yeah. Then an adventure happens.
And just let me finish the cardboard cutout.
Please, of course. I'm so sorry.
You have to go on the internet and get their face and print it off.
Yes.
And staple that to the cutout.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the bit I was going to add.
We guessed that.
That's how I imagined they were put. Well, I was imagining not stapling them on. I was imagining using some kind of, like when flag. They put a poster up or something. Yeah.
Balloon head and wrap.
You could also give
I
yourself.
I thought you would have thought I would draw them on with crayon.
No. I was imagining photographs with a cardboard backing.
Right.
Something you could do is you could give yourself the classic. So you're saying that all of your friends are elsewhere. So your family's in Scotland, your housemates will be overseas, and your close friends won't be in Canberra. You could give yourself a like. So one of mine and Ryder's favorite Christmas movies is I'll Be Home for Christmas. So you could give yourself an I'll Be Home for Christmas situation, wait 2 days until Christmas time or 3 days to Christmas time, and give yourself like, I need to get to the family home by Christmas Eve. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, go to road trippies.
Yeah.
Go to Scotland.
Absolutely. Oh, why? Well, maybe not Scotland, but like if your friends are not in Canberra, maybe they'll be somewhere else in Australia and give yourself that.
What if they're like, this is my family Christmas, go away.
Well, okay. Look, in that situation, maybe don't. But you know what I mean? You've got that home alone for Christmas situation to put yourself in that.
Yes.
You know, that kind of like movie.
Yeah.
My friends always say that that'll be my Bucks present, like, well, my Bucks night. Instead of a Bucks night, they will take me to like Sydney 2 days before the wedding, tie me to a post with $20 and be like, you got to make it to the ceremony. No. Yeah. That's the dream. Yeah. Oh, man. What an adventure.
I just want to say, like, I ate all those macarons before.
Yeah.
And I'm having a few burps, and each burp tastes so good.
Do the burps taste like a combination of all the macarons, or like
just like cookies and cream ones?
Right. That's weird.
It's a strong, it's overpowering. Oh, it's so. I want more now because I've got the taste.
You want more burps now.
And I'm going to go back to the cardboard cutout.
Sure, please do. <Yeah. laughs>
Because when people say, like, say, Boxing Day or the day after, oh, who did you spend Christmas with?
Ah.
you can say, continue the gag and say, I've got some photos.
Absolutely. You can take
it. Because I didn't Churchill die.
Here's me and Churchill dancing around the Christmas tree.
That's clearly a cardboard cutout. Are you okay? Merry Christmas. I think it's a really fun opportunity.
Well, even if you don't have to, it doesn't have to be Christmassy. Just see it as a free night.
Yeah, absolutely.
A free night for you and you only, whatever you choose to do.
You could do it. Yeah.
Just do it. Just go
what
for
What would
it.
You do if you had Christmas Eve?
Go to the city.
Yeah.
Go Christmas light looking, of course. Midnight mass. Why not?
Oh, yeah. I was absolutely thinking that. I'd do a midnight mass. I go into the city for carols.
Have a sneaky drink here and there.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Get a bit buzzed.
Get a little Christmas buzz going. Yeah. Some eggnog and rum or whatever. And then maybe, you join in the carols yourself. Put on an old Christmas movie. Yeah. Turn off all the lights except maybe the Christmas tree. And just really, I feel like for some reason it's easier to like wedge yourself into the Christmas spirit when you're alone, as opposed to, because I think when you're with, you got the whole family Christmas, there's a lot of stresses and responsibilities happening and you can't lean in. You know what I mean?
What about Christmas Day?
Christmas Day is harder because
Christmas Day, just sleep in and then have a normal day.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you randomly join someone else's Christmas?
Well, I was thinking that as well.
Just find knock out on a random house in a couple of streets down.
Yeah.
Say, can I join your Christmas?
Pull up planes, trains, and automobiles.
Or,
yeah.
They're in Canberra?
Yeah, I think so.
Just Google things to do Christmas Day in Canberra.
I'm sure there'll be stuff.
There'll be events on.
Yeah. And, you know. Do a kind of Christmas event bender and go to as many as you can. Christmas yourself out, fat on turkey and Christmas ham.
You could go and cook for the homeless.
Yeah, well, yeah, something like that as well. You know, whatever you want to do on Christmas Day. Well,
Yeah.
I think it's an exciting opportunity.
I think it would be fun.
Yeah, and we wish you luck. So our last question for the season comes from Dante. Great name on the Facebook group as well. Dante says, "Hey Bailey family, if you could flip the world so you guys would get snow during Christmas, would you?"
God, yes.
See, I was having a conversation with my partner last night about how crazy it is that every element of our Christmas is
European.
Well, it's like we have a fake Christmas.
Yes.
Because so Christmas for us is a hot day where you're eating seafood. But all of us know in our, like, if you were like, if someone was like, "What is Christmas?" You would be like, "It's snow and it's Christmas."
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. So it's like we have Christmas, but we're like, we all know we're having like not what Christmas really is. Mm. We're having an Australian Christmas, which is not really Christmas.
But have
Do you know
we
what I mean?
Built up a tradition of our own.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's nice. When I think of Christmas, I think of Aussie Christmas.
Me too. Yeah, me too, for sure.
Strolling down the Christmas lights street in shorts
and like thong, a t-shirt
night
with a snag you know.
Absolutely
and sausage sizzle.
Christmas day you maybe have gotten new shorts for Christmas or something.
You're like, I'll put them on in front of grandma and
show the people my Christmas shorts.
Thongs, you're wearing thongs.
Yeah, absolutely.
And our thongs.
Yes, yeah. We're not, everybody's not wearing a G-string to Christmas. Merry Christmas, Nat. Imagine finding out every time we've said thong, we've meant a G-string. Yeah, classic Aussie Christmas.
Everyone wears thongs.
You're in thongs and a t-shirt. By the beach, getting a tan.
Well, we've built up a tradition. So.
But yeah, and like Christmas, because, you know, sometimes we visit Dad's family who live kind of near the beach, so Christmas sometimes has a bit of a beachy feel to it.
Yeah.
But when you picture Santa, do you picture Aussie Santa who wears a Hawaiian shirt and shorts? Or do you picture big jolly Father
big
Christmas?
Jolly with woolly clothes on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have reindeer decorations.
Yeah.
So we don't have reindeers.
No. Well, even like, because we were looking at our tree and we were like, we have a star on top of our tree, but if we had an angel, it wouldn't be weird. But imagine if you had like any other religion's iconography at the top of your tree. Yeah. Like, it's so weird how divorced Christmas is from everything that makes Christmas Christmas.
Yes.
Like it's baffling. Like you wouldn't have like a Star of David on top of your tree and be like, "Oh yeah, but it's got nothing to do." You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's weird. Right. It's a weird thing we do.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
But angels, I guess, are just kind of disconnected in general from Christianity a little bit in a weird way where you're like, "Oh yeah, an angel is just an
angel.
Everyone
gets angels."
Yeah, everybody's got an angel.
We've got six white boomers.
Six white boomers?
Yeah,
the
but
classic?
That's a song written by a pedophile.
Oh, it is too. That's true. But yeah, we do. We get kind of like the trappings of Australia added to our Christmas, but it's...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. But see, I've never had a white Christmas, so I'd like a white Christmas.
I'd love a white Christmas.
Yeah. And like where do you picture a white Christmas happening? Like what is, when you imagine a snowy Christmas?
Like country or?
Yeah, like, yeah. Because for some reason I always imagine New York City.
Oh.
I don't know why. I imagine New York and there's snow and there's like a Christmas tree.
Christmas tree at the Rockefeller Building.
Yeah, something like that. That's what I imagine for a white Christmas.
That would be so nice.
I don't know why, but that's what I've always got
in my mind.
I
think of a small, like, Northern American town.
That's
covered in snow and or Europe, you know.
The kind of, do you mean the kind of small American town where you can imagine somebody walking with a handful of presents and they see the postman and they're like, "Hey, Norm," and they walk to their house for their little, their like two
carolers with the big hats.
Yeah. Oh man, carolers sounds like such a nice thing. Mm. Although, like, it's, you know, I can imagine people living in countries with carolers are like, not good. But it does seem nice.
I imagine Whoville.
I get a bit of the Whoville too. Absolutely.
Maybe Switzerland. Maybe we should go and have Christmas.
That would be nice.
That would be lovely.
That would be very fun.
Yeah, I'd absolutely.
Yeah.
And if it's, you know, seeing Christmas lights reflected in the snow is something that I've just never had. Christmas lights are always covering the house and you're like, oh, it's very hot.
Fire hazard.
Like, it's a bit of a worry, but won't worry about it.
It would be amazing. You'd be like, this is the real thing.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. You're like, we're not really
having... I know, being able to put on our Christmas sweater and not be sweating.
Exactly.
It's literally a Christmas sweater.
Yeah, we don't have a real Christmas. Even though it is a real Christmas.
Really... that we figured out a couple of years ago. It's really hard to buy a Christmas t-shirt.
Yes.
That's not just a silly Santa on a surfboard.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
It's hard to buy the Christmas sweater classic pattern on a non-sweater.
Because for some reason when it's on a t-shirt, it loses any earnestness.
But it shouldn't.
Yeah, I know. I want earnestness. I want, my love of Christmas is genuine. There's no like irony about it. There's no like... I love Christmas. I'm one of the, I want one that just says Merry Christmas. That would be incredible. But it's just so hard to find. They're all sarcastic.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Or they're like Santa and his ho ho hos. And you're like, great. That's what I wanted. Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Sexualized Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we've messed it up somehow, haven't we?
we cooked it all somehow.
Should we have it in the middle of winter?
Well, I don't know. We could.
But it's the 25th of December.
I mean, like, what's stopping us from doing that? Exactly.
Yeah.
We still wouldn't get snow.
No.
Everyone have to go up to Bulla.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess also if you did it in the middle of winter here, it would just be cold and wet. Like, it still doesn't have quite the magic that you feel like it should.
Well, we do sometimes have Christmas in July.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a thing in Australia.
Well, it's not
It's not proper Christmas, but it's another Christmas.
It's funny that we stick to the idea of, like, we have Christmas at the same time as the rest of the world has Christmas.
Because that's when Jesus was born.
We can do what we like.
I thought that was when he died.
Now that's Easter.
Yeah, I think he died at Easter.
Yes.
Yeah. He died at Easter and we give him a whole weekend for it. Yeah. We celebrate when he died.
A weekend plus 2 days.
Yeah. Yes.
Gave him the Friday and the Monday.
He died on Good Friday and he came back on Sunday.
It's crazy.
Sunday? What happened on Monday?
We celebrated.
We're happy he's back.
We all had to get over the shock.
Everyone went back to work.
Imagine Jesus dying and you nudge the guy next to you and you're like, one day we're going to celebrate this day. I'm telling you, one day we'll be happy.
Chocolate eggs.
Chocolate egg, man. That's where it's all funneling towards. Yeah. But I think even if I could have a white Christmas 1 year, I wouldn't want it forever.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. At the start of this, I was like, I don't think I'd swap the poles because it's a bit of, you know, it's big just for Christmas.
You're going to be like, it's a bit dangerous.
But it's elaborate just for Christmas.
Yeah.
But I would love to experience a white Christmas in a country where it's already established.
Yeah. Do you think if you experienced that kind of Christmas, like that perfect, you know, snowy Christmas, you would then, coming back to like a regular Aussie Christmas, miss it?
Do you think it would ruin you for Aussie Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it might too. Like, I'm imagining, I've seen this beautiful photo of, like, I think it's a town in Sweden.
Yeah.
And it's like a beautiful village, blanketed in snow, covered in Christmas lights.
I showed you that the other day.
Yeah, I think, I think it's you showed me
you
the photo.
Or mum?
You showed it to me before.
Maybe it was you.
And I'm like, that is incredible.
Yeah.
I think it was Finland.
Yeah, I think it was.
They're huge on Christmas.
I think it's just that our Christmas isn't as earnest because it's too hot.
Yeah.
Nobody can really give it the attention it requires. Mm. But I think also I've had enough white Christmases. Coming back to Aussie Christmas, it would feel different enough that I could appreciate it on its own. Do you know what I mean? Kind of. Yeah.
We have our own feel about it.
Absolutely. I mean, our Christmas has its own vibe, which I think, I probably wouldn't give up.
Well, that's what you've grown up with, so you feel somehow loyal to it.
Yeah, like a hot Christmas night. You know, Christmas Eve is warm,
but that's
sort of a bit part of the good, you know, especially when you're a kid and you're lying in bed and you're hot and you're excited. You know, that something about that is
you got your Christmas shorty pajamas on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you're like, oh, man, I can't get to sleep because I'm excited Father Christmas is coming. But I also can't get to sleep because it's 35 degrees. Merry Christmas.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about the heat the other day.
Yeah.
I can't remember being hot on a hot day pretty much below 15 years old.
Really?
Really?
I don't remember hot nights or days as a kid.
Yeah, me neither. I don't. Well, I'd remember them, but I don't remember them being bad.
Yeah, I think kids just
don't really notice temperature.
Yeah but like around. These days, like, I mean, like, there was that day a couple of weeks ago that was like 41 degrees. Oh, man, like, it just knocks you out instantly.
I think that you, like, I remember, Jack, you once when you were little.
Yeah.
It was freezing cold and you had a t-shirt on. And I said, are you cold, Jack? And you said, yes. But you never said, got a jumper.
Yeah.
You don't know for yourself until the parent asks.
And you're like, whoa, actually, wow. I'm freezing to death. Yeah, look, I think given the opportunity, I would never reverse the polls, but I would love to experience a snowy Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
we should one day. We'll go.
Yeah, absolutely. But I would still never give it up for the Aussie Christmas that we have. That's got its own sort of magic.
Yes.
Well, Dad, can we get that card clue one more time?
The card clue is sacred bug ruler.
No, that was the last one.
That was the last one.
Yeah.
Oh, this one was, sound check.
Yeah.
Sound check and David's dog.
Sound check and David's dog. Well, good luck guessing that.
Yeah.
And if you've got any questions you'd like us to answer, please email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com. Message us on the Facebook group or the Discord or the Twitter or wherever you know we'll see it. And for our family to yours,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, whether it's hot or cold. Yep. I hope you're enjoying it.
Get into it.
Yeah. So, Merry Christmas. Get into it.
Don't worry, it's only a nightmare.
Yeah.
See you around. Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.